How does a car following you scare you? All you have to do is pull over, and if they pull over behind you, take out a shotgun and blow up their car. Problem solved.
That's how I deal with the police. Usually. Sometimes. I probably shouldn't have said that.
Well, that's... You are listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a bi-weekly podcast dedicated to pop culture and comics and filtering it through the eyes and ears of the filtrations. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez, and who might you be?
I am Alex Mitchell.
Alex Mitchell?
Alex.
Brother of Alex Mitchell, yeah. our normal host.
He's not here today.
All right, so, I mean, somewhere there's a picture of you and your brother floating
around. Yeah, I'll probably send it to someone.
You'll just send it to someone. Yeah. Send it in the post.
Send it to my grandma. She'll get confused. I'm scared.
So, patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. That's our Patreon, and you can, you know, patronize it. That sounds wrong.
That sounds like you're beating it up or something. Or you're talking shit on me.
Yeah,
patronize
you
know me.
Feel
yeah.
free to patronize us.
Yeah.
You patronize us, we'll give you things.
Yeah.
So, patronize us as little or as much as you want.
Yes.
So, subscribe to this podcast. Leave any comments you'd like. That's pretty cool of you to do. Yeah, that's the gist of it.
Share with your friends too.
Yes, and share with people. Sharing
is caring.
I guess, yeah. Maybe.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
Gang bang! There was a firefight!
But I don't want to be a pirate!
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
How can you snap?
This is a big one. Hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat.
Oh, look. Rocks.
Pain over.
You lose. Good day, sir.
No. No.
Amelia Clarke.
Daenerys.
Yeah.
The Khaleesi. From,
yeah.
What'd she say?
So she's on Game of Thrones, obviously.
Yeah.
She doesn't like that the show has so much nudity and graphic violence. And violence in general, and cursing, and all these horrible, mean things.
Okay.
What show did you fucking sign up for? What?
To be fair, I mean, when she signed on, I don't know if she... I mean, they had to tell her, hey, it's gonna look...
It's a little, you know... It's this weird thing I see with actors every now and then. When they become famous, they think they're bigger than the roles that made them famous.
Yeah.
And especially...
I don't see people lining up to see that Terminator.
Well, they didn't. The movie did horribly. Except overseas, it did all right. But that's the thing. It's like... To say that she's sick of seeing all the gratuitous violence and shit, it's like... too fucking bad.
And I'm sorry. People like that. I mean, the people like the story. Like, people like the characters.
I understand her not wanting to do nudity. That's fine. That's up to her.
That's what body doubles are for.
Yeah. to criticize the very show you're on and that made you famous is, to me, biting the hand that's feeding you. But it's... To me, it's a fucking bizarre thing. It's like, to criticize this show because of its violence, is like, I'm sorry, lady, but that's one of the big appeals of the show is how fucking brutal it is.
Yeah.
Your character and the world surrounding your character is violent. It's like, it comes up to me as very snobbish.
You know what's weird? Like, Lena Headey, right?
Yeah.
She goes through arguably way more worse shit.
Yeah.
As her character, and doesn't say a word.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's that thing where, it's like most actors and actresses, they will not complain because they know what they're signed up for.
Yeah.
They understand that. They read the fucking script.
Except Miles Teller.
Well, Miles Teller's a different story altogether.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like, this show has made you famous, and you're complaining about the show. Like, you're complaining, there's too much violence on it. I don't like that. It's like, I'm sorry, but who forced you to take this role? But again, she's not gonna walk away from the role. Mm. I mean, she probably can't because she's contractually obligated, but when they do it after the fact, I'm more like, okay.
Whatever, yeah.
But when they're doing it, when the show is still ongoing, it's like, what are you doing?
Because then I watch the show, I'm like, you're not having fun with this.
It's like, why... You don't like this. You'd rather it be Downton Abbey, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much. So what happened was recently, Warner Brothers, not Warner Brothers, Legendary and all them.
Yeah.
They're trying to...
They're with Universal now, right?
Yes. So they're trying to basically get Skull Island, King Kong. We mentioned that on another podcast a long time ago. But it's actually starting up now.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get everything going, you know. We want to see King Kong back on screen, you know.
Yeah.
That's a draw, as we mentioned.
Yes.
A week ago, I think. That King Kong is popular and he's an American icon. And,
I guess so.
And 'twas Kong that killed the Beast.
Yes.
So, and regarding that though, they still want to do this Godzilla sequel and all that. They still want to do
Godzilla versus King Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're essentially doing the Batman Superman thing, sort of.
I guess.
So, but the thing is, there's another big monster movie that was basically going into production on. It's now canceled. This was Pacific Rim 2.
Yeah.
Were you a fan of
Pacific Rim? Yes! I was a gigantic fan, and you can almost attribute Pacific Rim wasn't successful, but successful overseas, but you can sort of contribute. It's one of the contributing factors why...
China's important.
No, not China's important. Why we got... I mean, China is important in terms of box office.
Yeah.
But it's one of the reasons why things like Skull Island were greenlit.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why Hollywood's taking a chance on big monster movies. I mean, before Godzilla came out, there were still questions of...
Well, is he...
Is it going to go forward
or not? Yeah, because everyone still thinks about that
shitty
Roland Emmerich.
I mean, it's still... Big giant monsters and robots are bangable. Not bangable. Bankable.
Some of them might be bangable. Some people might find them bangable.
I mean, people find planes bangable, so what are you going to do? But, yeah, I loved it. To me, it captured that whole... it wasn't plot-heavy. It was mainly seeing mechs fighting.
There was a plot, though. I hate this bullshit.
It wasn't plot-heavy, I'm saying.
But I hate this bullshit where it's like, there's no plot.
No, it was a simple story. It was a simple, and I felt that worked, and it was effects heavy.
So basically, now,
it's
not going to be made. It's indefinite.
Yeah, they're saying an indefinite hiatus, which we know what that means.
Yeah, it's vaporware at this point.
It's dead.
Dead. Makes dead in order to allocate more funds to, you know, essentially Kong versus Godzilla.
Yay! I mean, you know what? I love Godzilla.
I don't think, and a lot of people are saying, Pacific Rim 2 died for your sins. It died for King Kong versus Godzilla.
It's just, you know that the King Kong and Godzilla, it's gonna be fun.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, I feel like Pacific Rim 2 would have been...
More fun.
Not just that, we would have gotten something more, different.
It's ambitious compared to...
Yeah. I mean...
Yeah.
They're going to play it really safe with Kong versus Godzilla.
Neither of them's going to lose.
Yeah, you're not going to have...
And watch. They're going to introduce some new monster that they both...
Oh, they're going to team up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay.
So yeah, so what is... what's the internet saying about this whole situation?
So, I got comments from two sources. Well, three, I should say. Two subreddits and one 4chan board.
Oh, okay.
So.
That should be fun.
These are from Reddit. This is from the sci-fi subreddit.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're talking about,
Yeah, they talk about a lot of interesting
concepts. Godzilla is to me, it's crossover. It's like.
Yeah.
In the middle. It's kind of
robots. Sci-fi. Yeah. You know, giant.
Yeah. Bits. Yeah.
First comment. Good.
You know what? I did see a lot of that on Facebook. People's hatred of Pacific Rim was surprising to me.
It's so weird because you know what? It is kind of, it does kind of remind me of a cult film to some extent.
Yeah.
Because the only people I see who like this movie are nerds.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But usually movies like The Avengers, it has wide appeal. It's like, you have the casual moviegoers, you have the hardcore nerds and all that. And not so for Pacific Rim. So I don't really know,
people go out of their way to shit on it for some reason.
Yeah, I don't really get that, to be honest, but whatever. So the response to that was, what didn't you like about it? Response to that. Everything was cliche, but not in a funny way. There were so many times where I could predict what a character would say because it was so unoriginal.
Not enough.
The action was bland and was no different from any other blockbuster. I cringed the entire time. I felt bad for literally everyone involved in this steaming pile of anime.
Oh, okay, so they didn't like that it was cliche, but not they wanted it to be a parody movie?
I don't know.
And then the action is unoriginal? What are they fucking talking? The only time you see stuff like this is in anime. Like, that style of fighting and stuff. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, the fucking robot pulled out a giant goddamn sword?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and that's cool. To me, that's cool. Yeah, I think I do need to say that I'm a big, like, mecha fan, yeah, like, anime and all that. So yeah, this is cool to me.
You pray every day towards mecha.
Yes.
Yeah, I do, too.
God damn it.
It's... That comment to me is weird because it's like...
I don't know what giant mech movies he's seen where he can compare this to.
The robot hand going through the building...
That was funny.
And barely...
That was funny. I don't know why...
I'm confused by the whole it wasn't funny bit where it was like, should the movie have been like cliche but fun? Like, it sounds like they wanted a parody movie.
Pretty much, which is...
Or quips. They wanted a lot of quips.
Ugh, let's stop with the quips. Turn your brain back on, you shits, and watch real films. And this is the thing I hate. I hate the whole notion of, like, turn your brain off. Because, to me, I always think that a movie should have a tiny bit of substance. It doesn't need to be, you know, Fantastic Four, the most deep film ever.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, you know, there's a little substance. Like, I mean, Die Hard, you
to
know.
To me, a good popcorn movie is that whole turn your brain off thing. But at the same time, it's not be brain dead. It's just, there's shit there, but at the same time, you can just still enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's not like something super fucking deep.
Yeah, like Transformers, for some reason, I just can't get into.
To me, that's a level below popcorn film. I mean, that's, I think the best way to put it is that's butter film.
Butter
film. It's the butter of the popcorn only.
Okay.
So it's all the fat and shit. It's not just the, you know, the nuance. So
I got you. Yeah. I got you. Monster fighting fantasticness. Yes, it was cheesy, but how the hell do you approach on that topic without cheese? Oh yeah, you get the fucking awful Godzilla reboot. Pacific Rim was great because it didn't take itself too seriously. The characters were memorable and the aesthetic was amazing. Truly upset it won't be getting a sequel, but then again, they probably would have run it to the ground. I think this is one of those things that I was saying again. I think these two types of movies, like Godzilla...
Can exist.
Yeah, I hate this weird notion that...
Choose one side.
You can't watch more than one movie,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, no, there's this mindset that it's like, either you can like fun movies only, or you can only like really thought-provoking movies. And that's it. Choose your side or fuck off. And to me, it's like, why? Like... Why can't I enjoy lowbrow comedy, and at the same time, why can't I enjoy like nuanced comedy? Same thing with action movies. It's like, it's really, people want to be dull as fuck and just be like, I only like one thing.
Yeah,
I'm choosing to die.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, you see that, you're gonna see that a lot now with Marvel and DC.
Yeah, it's
shit.
Gonna be the whole, I like DC movies. I'm a DC fan. Yeah. Yes. I mean, they're all Mr. Howell, of course.
So. Of course. Wouldn't you want to be Mr. Howell?
I mean, maybe.
Not living on an island.
No.
I mean, like, rich.
Thurston Howell III, would I love to be the Wolf of Wall Street, as he called himself? By the way, that he did call himself the Wolf of Wall Street.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. Gilligan's Island's a great show. All right, so what's the next one?
You know what I'd rather see than King Kong, Skull Island, Godzilla 2, or King Kong versus Godzilla? Pacific Rim 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like...
For real. Fuck that overgrown ape, someone says. Seriously, King Kong himself hasn't been interesting in decades. There's a reason why people became bored watching Peter Jackson's Kong once the focus became entirely on it and the romance between a moderately acceptable actress and a plank of wood. He's just an ape that happens to be pretty big.
Did you call Adrian Brody a plank of wood?
I guess so. That's boring to as fuck to today's audiences. He can't compete with what is basically a giant dinosaur or a gigantic robot. It makes me sad that Transformers has multiple sequels. All of them are steaming piles of shit, too.
You know, I wouldn't say that King Kong has ever been, at least to me, the main attraction of the of like King Kong.
It's like him tearing shit up.
I mean, no, it's not even... No, see, to me, it's not that. Because, I mean, I love the original King Kong film. And to me, the whole thing is the anticipation of waiting for him to show up. It's the mystery, it's the...
Which, I thought that Jackson film did really well.
It did, but then the problem is it just... It gave us too fucking much King Kong.
Like, that's a long fucking movie.
It gave us a lot of King Kong doing fucking nothing. Like, the whole ice rink thing.
I don't know what that was about.
It was just like...
Not only did that look like shit, because the CGI was not great.
Gorilla going across the ice.
I don't know what that was, what they were going for.
But yeah, I mean...
Wouldn't he have broken the ice?
To me, King Kong isn't about a monster, like, destroying shit. To me, King Kong's always been about humanity trying to, like, explore and find the mysterious and the unexplainable. And then when they do, it kind of bites them back in the ass because they think they can tame it. Like, you can't tame natures, essentially. And to me, that's what King Kong meant. But, I mean, that's why the whole King Kong vs. Godzilla thing to me is kind of stupid because it's like...
It's not what King Kong's about.
Yeah.
Given the way the first one shat all over science and scientists, I'm okay with this.
Wait, the first Pacific Rim?
Yeah. I don't...
They're monsters leaking in from another dimension. I mean, once you have that, it's like, I'm pretty sure it's okay to shit on real science at that point.
No, but scientists too, he said.
Oh, of course.
I don't get it.
I mean... There's people who don't like science fiction because it's not real.
Mixed feelings about this. This is the last one from Reddit.
Okay.
Mixed feelings about this. On the one hand, I love Pacific Rim, and I think it would still make a great franchise, still holding out for Pacific Rim, the animated series. On the other hand, most of the movie's buzz was about how it was an original property, not a sequel or a remake. Making a bunch of sequels will rob the original of that cachet.
It's like this guy's at first like, yeah, this is... But no, fuck, I have to be one of these people. Shit, no, don't make it now. It's like, what?
Yeah. That was the weirdest one I found on Reddit.
I mean, people are battling themselves. Before you go on, let me just... I have one that I got. And this one was from Facebook. And it's weird. So Zach says, once again, apes ruin everything good in the world. We all know giant radioactive dinosaurs and mechas are not only better, but superior than apes. Apes are nothing but jobbers. Oh, it's true. It's true. Kong can't even back the claim that apes are in fact superior, because even he has jobbed to giant radioactive Godzillas and will probably job eventually to one of the future Godzillas. I say, cancel the damn Kong movie. If the world needs a Pacific Rim sequel, then that is what I want more of. Because at least it'll put up a better fight against a radioactive dinosaur than an ape. An ape just gonna lose.
We have Kurt Angle on the fucking thing for that.
So
I love the word jobbers is like permeating somehow into like weird like geek pop culture.
This guy really hates apes though.
Does. I mean, you like gorillas and whatever.
Yes, I love primates in general. Yes.
I don't know if I hold that strong feeling towards King Kong. I do think he's less fantastic though than the Godzilla characters.
Again, he's not it's more of an old school sense of awe and wonder. Like,
yeah, it's like
a giant fucking gorilla.
It's like we found something, you know, untouched by man. You know, like a giant ape.
Yes. Yeah.
I could probably have worded that a bit better.
That ape's never been touched by a man. Alright, so from 4chan,
this is from the Mecha board of 4chan. These guys like giant robots.
They all put rugs down and they pray to Mecha.
So head. They were... God damn it.
I did it again.
So they were fucking pissed.
Oh, okay.
Fuck. This is really bad. Pacific Rim 2 is one of the couple reasons I'm not killing myself yet. Can any of you men give me a replacement reason to live? Someone says, Star Wars? Evangelion film? New Gundam show, perhaps? The man responds, I'm done, you guys.
Well, get that that oxygen container ready and overload on it.
Yes. How to save Pacific Rim. Whitey and his geisha die off screen.
Jesus.
One God. Pilot per robot. All the pilots are between the age of 13 to 19 because reasons. Main character is a teen boy with Japanese roots. His father created the mechas, and he's the boss of the headquarters. I get to masturbate to all the women in the movie.
Okay.
I'm glad this Power Rangers and Transformers ripoff is dead. Leave that shit to the professionals. Okay. This is the thing that I don't know why, every time I see it, my heart fills with rage.
What?
It's comparing this to Power Rangers.
Oh, no, I know.
And Star Wars. Star Wars, what the fuck am I saying? And Transformers.
Yeah.
I think Transformers bothers me more than Power Rangers. Because Power Rangers, I get why they're saying that. Transformers makes no fucking sense to me.
I think it's the big robot thing.
Oh.
And again, Pacific Rim, they're not actually robots. They're not.
They're mechs.
But here's the other thing, is people who like certain franchises, they think theirs has a monopoly on that concept.
Yeah.
When, let's be perfectly fucking honest, both of those franchises, Power Rangers and, what was it?
Transformers.
Those concepts weren't created by those.
No.
People in giant robots, that goes back way back.
Yeah.
It goes back to, like, the late 60s, early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's fucking lame. It's like,
yeah,
and it's like Power Rangers did it better, really.
Like, let's be honest, that's a dude in a cardboard suit walking around
in a rubber cardboard suit.
Yeah,
no, yeah, pretty much. I mean,
a lot of people think, by the way, that those are really intricate, like in their head. And I think we talked about this in some other podcast or something, that in their head, that mech, that the Megazord, is very detailed and intricate.
Oh, it's
and,
not.
Yeah, it really isn't.
It's like you took a an early video game character from PS1, like with the basic
polygon shapes. Yeah.
That's essentially what they did with those. There wasn't really much detailing. I mean,
no.
It was.
They think it was a fucking robot that they.
It's really fucking bizarre. But I mean, rose tinted glasses will do that.
Oh
too.
Yeah,
nostalgia's a powerful drug.
It fucking is. Jesus Christ. And Transformers, I'm just sick of. Day status ruined. And for fucking Kong versus Godzilla of all goddamn things. King Kong and Godzilla together in a movie is a far bigger deal than a Pacific Rim movie. Why are you guys complaining so much? I understand it on M, but what is wrong with people trashing the idea for Pacific Rim? It's not really that big a deal when it's been done 53 years ago, you fucking moron. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, it's like, I... Okay. Again, it is what we were talking about, how the movie itself is not a new concept.
Yeah.
And you could say that about Pacific Rim 2, but these are new characters, they're new monsters, they're new robots. That's the appeal.
Yeah.
With Godzilla versus Kong.
I personally think I would be fine with all of these things existing.
Oh, yeah. I would have no problem with all these things. But because we're aware of how this is actually going on, I think that's why people are mad.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like, you know, Del Toro just decided not to do
it. Yeah, I would prefer to see a Pacific Rim 2, personally, but that's just me.
It still doesn't need a sequel, you cuck.
Okay. Cuck, yeah.
Yeah.
For those who aren't aware, on 4chan, the term cuck is prevalent.
It's an insult. It basically says you're worthless. It still doesn't need, someone highlights. What the fuck does this even mean? The Godfather didn't need a sequel. Gundam didn't need a sequel. Even fucking Star Wars didn't need a sequel. Piss off. Like,
well, I mean, the guy does have a point. Nothing really needs a...
No.
Okay, unless that it's clearly setting up for there to be a second one.
Yeah.
Then it needs a sequel.
Which Star Wars did not.
No. Yeah, it didn't. It did end. It ended perfectly.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's bizarre.
How did this happen? We had justice on our side.
Oh, okay.
It's just sad. I just feel sad sometimes. So the last comment. It's a bit of a Big Mac.
It's a Big Mac. Okay.
It's not a Whopper. It's a Whopper too, but okay.
It's a famous star. All right.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm
trying to think of another sandwich.
Oh my god! I was like, are you doing dramatic pause for this?
Double. There you go.
Okay.
Shout out to In-N-Out. Fuck all of you assholes. Shinji Ikari is a piece of shit.
Okay.
I know all of you love sucking his cock. I bet you're the reason why this movie's going to fail. While I was busy watching a movie about mecha for men, you were too busy masturbating to Relena, Sayla, Rey, and Asuka, and Misato to make any proper decisions in your life. The world will die because you all fucking suck at ghost powers and have no real appreciation for robots or mech. This is why Hideo Kojima went insane. I hate all of you ass wipes, and I hope you're all stuck wiping the largest asses in all of human history. Lick my ass. I am the East and the West, the North and the South. I am liquid and solid. I will shit on all of you idiots who will get cut to death by their own children. Eat my shit.
Okay. That's,
He didn't, like, respond to anyone. Yeah, it was just, like, an angry statement. It was filled with little references here. I get what he's saying, which is weird that I could say that about a man who's clearly got some anger issues.
In my head, I'd like to think that was Kanye West, because Kanye West does love anime.
Does he?
He does love mech. So, I'd like to think that...
Kanye won a couple points.
I'd like to think that was him.
Though. Kanye won a couple points in my
book. So, if you think of that in his voice, it makes it 100 times funnier.
Wow. So. I'll have to go back and
read it. Yeah, so...
That's Pacific Rim 2.
Well,
that was Pacific Rim 2.
Yeah.
Del Toro's had a bit of a bad run. I mean, his Silent Hill thing...
His entire career has been announced projects and then canceled projects.
Yeah, like...
As much as I love the guy... It's,
even recently with the whole of Hideo Kojima, him and
Silent Hills.
Silent Hills, yeah. That's regrettable.
And he said he's never going to work on a video game ever again.
Awesome. That's cool. So. He had another thing that he was working on, too, looked scary. Well, the trailer did, nothing happened.
He does not want to work on video games ever again.
Awesome.
So.
And by awesome, I mean that fucking sucks.
Yeah. I mean, this is Del Toro's... I mean, he gets projects done, but most of the time he... has like 7 things announced at once and they go nowhere. I mean, at this point I've come to just accept it. Whenever I get excited about a Del Toro thing, I'm like, you know what, there's a chance this is not gonna last.
Is Crimson Peak still happening?
Yeah, that got made. That's gonna be released in
okay
a few
good
months.
I don't even know.
There was trailers.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, the next thing is supposed to be, I think, Haunted Mansion, maybe. I don't even know if that's still being made.
Oh, I have one last comment.
Oh god.
Maybe this means we'll get our Hellboy 3 then?
Yeah.
And then the response to that was, you sad, sad son of a bitch.
That's not going
to
be made. It's been made clear that that's not happening. Okay, so...
That's unfortunate.
In other news, a trailer was released for the live-action Jungle Book adaptation from Disney.
Another one.
Okay, so the one with Jason Scott Lee, it was an...
Is that still canon in Disney's...
That one was an adaptation of the book.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This is an adaptation of the cartoon.
As they've been doing recently.
Yeah, like with Maleficent.
And they're doing Cinderella. Yeah.
They already did Cinderella.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they're starting to do this. I think A Night at Bald Mountain is the next one. They want to do that, apparently.
That's going to be tame.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. That's going to be tame.
But, so the trailer was released. Jon Favreau directed. Okay, Scarlett Johansson is Ka.
Oh, killed my casting.
You are just like the people on here. Okay, Idris Elba is Shere Khan.
Okay.
Bill Murray's Baloo. Ben Kingsley is Bagheera.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken is King Louie.
Alright. Well, what?
Yeah.
Really?
Christopher Walken's King Louie.
Alright.
Giancarlo Esposito.
Gus from Walking
Is Aquila.
I said Walking Dead, I'm sorry. Breaking Bad.
Is Aquila.
Who's Aquila?
I have no idea. Lupita Nyong'o is Raksha.
I'm guessing that's. Well, I'm guessing these are like the villagers or something.
No, they're animals.
Oh no.
MJ Anthony is Gray, and then the little boy is Neil Setti. He's a young Indian actor.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a pretty
sounds fun. I mean, I haven't seen Maleficent or any of these.
Yeah. I mean the trailer looks it looks interesting and it looks.
Does it remind you of the Jungle Book?
Yeah, I mean okay. it's darker. It looks darker, but I mean it doesn't look like brutal or anything. It looks. I mean it also kind of reminds me of Tarzan a little bit. I mean he's running across trees and shit.
Oh, cool.
But so, of course, people had to take issue with it. So Sunday says, and this person's name is Sunday. At least that's their name on Facebook. Why did Disney remake a live-action Jungle Book? It was made in 1994, and it's probably closer to Rudyard Kipling's version. I get that there is a book version in the cartoon remake, but why couldn't they have just relaunched the 94 one? It's still a classic, and I'm sure kids would love it just as much.
This is one of those rare comments I'm going to see people loving the... Do people love that movie?
Apparently now they do. Cause
I feel like this is... It reminds me of Goosebumps, where it was like, I never hear a fucking peep about Goosebumps. Once we were announcing something that may remind you of your childhood, you got to like rally behind it and pretend you loved it the whole fucking time.
I haven't seen so many people... like praising Jason Scott Lee as I have in these comments. It was weird. Like looking through the comments, but
he was the Bruce Lee, right? In
yes, in the Dragon.
In Dragon the Legend. Yeah.
Okay, so the thing I want to focus on this one is something that I do see with other things every time there's a remake. Why can't they just relaunch the 94 one?
Do people want to see like
there is this thought, and it's a weird thought, that if you just re-release the movie with a new trailer, people are going to see it the same way. Like, they think that it's going to be, like, do box office numbers, like, of today. It's like, no, they'll just see it as a re-release, and they'll not give a fuck because they can get it on DVD or on Blu-ray.
There's only a few times where that works.
And it's for anniversaries of very popular movies. But
Lion
then again,
King,
again
Star Wars.
Here's the thing, though. They never make the same exact box office budget
no.
as a new movie would. But there are people who think, like, you just gotta re-release it, and everyone will... You just say it's the new one.
What?
Yeah, it's weird. They believe in... It's weird. They think repackaging a film will work. It's already been made. Why do it again? No.
I don't get it.
So Christian says, since when are snakes girls? Christian! here's something I want to tell you, buddy. For animals, well, for a lot of animals, to reproduce... There needs to be two sexes. You need a male and a female. So there is a male snake and a female snake. So, there you go, Christian. Snakes can be girls.
That's you. It's an inspiring notion you're giving them.
Robert says something that confuses me. This looks like it will be good, but in a shameful way.
Like, so bad it's good, or
no? It's like. Shameful. What does that mean exactly? I stared at this comment for a while, thinking like, what does he mean by this? Like
guys that like Magic Mike. I don't know.
I'm gonna be ashamed to like.
Like if a guy likes Magic Mike, right? Then he
I
has that.
Yes.
I don't know. Fuck.
Like
what you like.
So, Makashimu says, "Did creativity die a century ago? That we have to always make new with old." Just write a new script or something in the jungle. Gosh, it's like three Godzillas, really? Just use your brain.
There are more than three Godzillas. listen.
Just write a new script in the jungle.
While you're in the jungle, write a new script. I don't get this.
I love that phrasing is used across everywhere. It's used across political comments, religious comments,
school.
Scientific comments, everywhere. People going, like, they end their statements with, use your fucking brain. It's like, explain what the fuck you mean. Did creativity die a century ago? New with the old. It's like, hey, we wouldn't have the cartoon Jungle Book without the book.
Yeah. People don't seem to realize that.
Oh, no, there's a lot of people who didn't realize that.
That it was a book.
Yeah. Jesse says, so ScarJo as a snake, there's going to be a lot of hot style Indian dickings.
What? Well.
Yeah, I did see a few, like...
Like, they're going to jerk off to a snake?
Like, can you fuck a snake type comments.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's... The hot style Indian dickings.
Hot style Indian dickings. That's a new one.
We got you fresh hot style Indian dickings here.
We got to read a Tito story sometime.
Oh, God. No. Okay, so Eric says, sounds so fancy till you realize Jon Favreau is just the fat guy from Swingers.
That's the problem. He's the fat guy from Swingers.
It sounds so fancy.
But then, no, the fat guy from Swingers made this. No, I can't watch this.
Randy says, here we go again with this stuff. A white kid in the middle of black Africa is the lord of the jungle and the only one that can communicate with the animals. When does this stuff stop?
Is he white?
Yeah.
The kid?
Oh, no. No, it's a little Indian actor.
What's he talking about?
And the Jungle Book doesn't take place in Africa.
No.
It takes... Again, there are people
is
who
it
are...
It's an Indian jungle, yes. Right? Yeah.
There are people who are stupid, and they think anything involving the word jungle is African.
Yeah.
Which is weird, and people still believe lions are the king of the jungle.
Which is weird, because there's tigers in that fucking movie.
Also, because lions don't exist in the jungle. Yeah, a lot of people fail to realize that.
It's not their like habitat.
No, they're usually in like the desert plains and shit like that. But yeah, So this guy's problem is that there's a white kid in the middle of black Africa, and he's the lord of the jungle. No, nothing about this.
To be fair, he's trying to promote some equality,
but
to some extent.
But
he's wrong. He's
and
very
also
wrong.
Also saying this is Africa.
Yeah.
And yeah. Okay, so. Nick says Michael Bay isn't doing this movie.
Okay. Is that a problem?
No. Here's the funny thing. He was commenting on a lot of posts just saying that. Like, he even if the posts weren't related to Michael Bay, he would just tell people, Michael Bay isn't doing this movie. Very weird. Nick needed that to be known. So now we know, and now you know.
Now we don't have to see this movie.
So now we know, and knowing is all of the battle.
Yes.
Yeah, so Ben says, every trailer I've recently has been for a remake. That's what you heard was just correct.
Okay.
Every trailer I've recently has been for a remake, book adaptation, or sequel. Where are the original and interesting ideas like cartoon?
Okay, so again, this is the concept that this movie is based off the book. That
no,
people don't know
no,
that.
No. He's saying that the cartoon was the original thing.
Okay.
Was original.
God damn it.
There are people who think Disney properties are original. Like all of them, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty. Cinderella.
Can I think of one that actually is
Snow
original?
White, Little Mermaid, The Lion King.
Yeah.
They think all these things, Aladdin, Disney created them.
Well, they did, but they didn't...
But...
Yeah, they didn't, like...
Every single one of them is like a modernization or adaptation of a previous work. Or of a folk tale or something.
Rescuers
like that.
Original?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really care for Rescuers, so...
No, I'm...
I mean, maybe there were two English people who did all that stuff that
they
did.
They rescued people.
Yeah, I don't know the plot of Rescuers.
I don't know.
I know there's a rat, two rats, and one dresses up in like a cape or something. He's a bad guy, I think. I don't know.
That's Great Mouse Detective.
See?
Which I love, by the way. I love that movie.
Too many mooses.
niece.
Julian says, fuck off. How meant to me see again the same story of this and that? Hey, don't have more imagination than reproduce it. Okay. Do you need me to run that by you again?
Yeah, go for it.
Fuck off. How meant to see again and again the same story of this and that? Hey, don't have more imagination than reproduce it.
Okay. Drunk. I'm saying he's drunk. That's a wrestling comment. I feel like that's a wrestling comment.
I saw it and it made me smile. Yeah, so this is the last one for the Jungle Book. Oh boy. Okay, so Raul says, and this one is a 12-inch meatball sub.
It's a Slater's 50-50.
Yes. As another Hollywood era ends, another begins with even more low quality and expectation. At least most of 2000s and early 2010s movies were originals. Now we enter the era of literally remaking movies like animation. This era will probably go into 2030. The era after that will literally see Hollywood remaking past huge hits like Gone with the Wind, CGI, Casablanca, CGI, Explosions version, Star Wars sequels, lesser quality, still but less popular, Star Wars, A Necessary Evil, The Godfather in space, with each character a planet-sized creature using black holes as guns. Lawrence of Arabia, but this time aliens come and Lawrence uses CGI to go to space. And return to the desert using CGI. Citizen Kane, but this time Kane's empire is Pandora, like the place with him going with war. CGI effects against someone maybe animated, and many more after that. Where do we go from there? Even lower.
I wish Mako wasn't dead, because I want him to do the big Conan the Barbarian voice with the intro with that narration. Before the time, small Atlantis. Like, I want to hear that.
I really want to see this Godfather sequel where they're planet-sized creatures
who use black hole. That's amazing.
Like, I love that it starts off as,
it's
like,
normal for the most part.
Yeah, no, it starts off as one of those like really ignorant comments. Like,
yeah.
Things were so much better back then. And then it goes off into, what the fuck?
Did anyone comment on that?
No, surprisingly not.
I hate that. I hate when no one comments on this beautiful piece of work.
It was a gem. So, Doctor Who premiered, Saturday.
Yes.
We're doing some time traveling right now.
Well, that's appropriate.
Yeah, it is. We'll be doing time traveling every week for the next few weeks for as long as Doctor Who is on. So
who's gonna... on?
Doctor Who. Yeah.
Okay.
Shut up. So we are, for the time being, going to be replacing our current Netflix roulette with Doctor Who. Just for now. but joining us at the end of these episodes is a special guest and fellow Doctor Who fan and leader of the Plane Zero podcast, which you can also find us on, Travis Kennedy. So, mind you, there will be spoilers.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be spoiler-free.
I can't believe that the Doctor fucked Clara.
Well, that did not happen. but yeah, there will be spoilers. So, thoughts on The Magician's Apprentice?
Let me say, I'm normally, like, I enjoy Doctor Who, but it's always kind of like, it was good. You know, I liked it. Yeah, this was a fucking episode.
It was very like, if it's my understanding for what a lot of this season's gonna be, it was very theatrical. It was, there was a huge epic scale.
Yeah.
And I the whole time I kept there were different parts where I would just be like, oh shit.
Yep.
Like I did not expect that many oh shits in one episode.
Okay, so let's start with the first big oh shit.
Well, I think
cold opening.
I think really fast, yeah, going to what Travis was saying though, was the theatricality. It felt like a
more than last.
No, it felt like a series finale, yeah, or the episode before the series finale,
or like even like just one of the specials.
Yeah,
even.
Which is
this, like this felt as big as the 50th.
Which, well, and that's the thing. Moffat, yeah, has said that this season he wants to play every 2-arc episode like that now.
I like that.
I'm okay with that
if this is continuing.
If they all deliver as much, yeah, as just this one episode did, I'm okay with
it. So
that.
Yeah, the big reveal in the beginning though, as you, yeah, were saying,
is that he's trying to save this little kid.
So yeah,
about to get killed.
Yeah,
and the kid is actually Davros.
Yeah, because he asks him what's his name,
and
yeah,
it comes back to the old epic, you know, question, the standard: if you had a time machine, would you go back and kill Hitler?
Which, yeah, I
that's
thought was,
ultimately what,
yeah,
this is.
Which I thought, yeah, was interesting because we did talk about that a while back, just in passing. Something regarding Hitler. It was the assassination thing and all that. But
this is the episode that I wished Let's Kill Hitler was.
Yes.
Which is also weird.
Series
'cause I think we did,
yeah,
talk about that, and I said I wasn't a big fan of that.
Well, yeah, it was a lot of that problem with that episode was River, mainly, I want to say.
Yeah.
Because
it seems like
I can agree.
It's, yeah, it was cringeworthy.
Yes.
Because when she plays,
but she's not involved in this.
She's
episode.
Not.
She's
no,
not. No, no.
This isn't. This isn't an episode. We're not going to complain about this.
No,
this is
a cool episode. I love this.
I love the interactions between Clara and Missy. I love the interactions,
yes,
between the Doctor and Missy. I love the Doctor's entrance after the cold opening on the tank,
okay,
playing the guitar.
That is one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
No, it was wonderful. And he's actually playing the guitar. Capaldi, even,
really?
In Radio Times, he talked,
oh,
about,
yeah,
it.
I forgot he's a musician.
Yeah, so that's actually him playing. Every beat of that was great, even up to the, like, playing Pretty Woman.
Because he saw Claire and Missy up.
And,
yeah,
if you look at their faces, they're both thinking that it's
about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was in itself interesting. The jokes he's telling, the puns.
Those puns were awesome. You said you wanted an axe battle. And he's like, in about 100,000 years, this is going to be hilarious.
I love that everyone in that, like, that time frame picked up on his attitude, like, that he's a rock star, and everyone,
yeah,
was just like...
Well, and then the whole dude thing.
He taught them,
yeah,
how to say dude.
I mean, and then he dropped a David Bowie reference, which was great. All the young dudes. But moving on from that part, you go into all the stuff with Davros. Which was, to me, was the best Davros has been handled in New Who. Because, I mean,
he's only had, like, what? Like,
he's really only shown up in the end of Series 4.
Yeah.
Was the
Stolen
big,
Earth.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But it even, I mean, it brought back what's it called, Proclamation.
The Shadow Proclamation.
There we go.
With the Jadoon.
Yeah.
That was a big surprise.
What? Yeah, I don't even know what
that was a big surprise, though.
No, it's the Lily Lolly Lou.
Lolly Lule Lo.
Yeah, I know.
Shout out to Metal Gear.
Missy, though, yeah, I love how the character is.
And that's kind of hard to do, I think, nowadays, because everyone wants the Master to be involved in something.
Yeah.
Or everything.
Her portrayal of the Master, it actually feels psychotic. Like, it actually feels like a fucked up person.
As soon as she said, oh, you're good now.
Yeah.
It's like, nope.
And the jumping in and out of, like, the heavy Scottish accent is just amazing.
Yeah. No, the way she jumps from one accent to another, then just basically completely psychotic, talks about how the Doctor's,
yeah,
her friend.
So, you get these awesome dynamics between her and different characters. Her and Clara, the dynamic is pretty fucking awesome. And I feel Clara this season, even though, and it's announced, it's her last.
Sad.
There weren't rumors. It's true. Clara Oswald, Jenna Coleman will no longer be part of the show after this series, which is sad.
Sad days.
For
at least the three of us. Everyone else who's a fan of Doctor Who is probably really happy because everyone hates her.
A lot of people hate her. Like,
yeah,
they really
hate
her.
These are the same people that are probably now hoping that somehow they'll bring back Oswin Osgood or whatever,
wow,
or Oswin or whatever, and that she'll be the new companion because everyone loves her.
Yeah, for some reason.
But they hate Clara.
I
don't get it. You know what? I'll say about Clara? Clara fucks.
Well, not anymore because her boyfriend's dead.
Because Danny.
So fuck.
Well, no, he's dead now.
Shout out to Silicon Valley. That's one of my favorite things.
But yeah, then we were introduced to a new character, a man who is on one of those handleless Segways. That's how they filmed him moving like that. The Snake Man.
Yeah. Okay, I was wondering, was that like a previously established like?
No, it's a new character.
And if you hadn't watched the prequel to the series, then you're also introduced to the guy that with the giant beard whose name are
yeah.
If Karn, you hadn't watched the
prequel. Karn is back.
Oh, yeah. And the sister to Karn. Again, there's another prequel that had
again,
that.
Yeah.
From Night of the Doctor.
Yeah.
So from there, after again we're introduced to this new character, Missy, setting up the fact that she's still really powerful and she's back without reason, but again, that's intentional. So they're sort of setting up the fact, and she even references it. She says, like,
yeah,
hey. I died, I'm back.
And it acknowledges the fact that Clara realizes that the doctor probably already knew that, too,
yeah.
And either lied to her or was just hiding, yeah.
Because, I mean, to the doctor, it's not a big deal. It's just like...
I do know there are probably some people out there that want an explanation.
Oh, no, there are. And Moffat has tried to explain it doesn't need an explanation.
And I'm okay with that,
yeah.
Honestly. Like,
I mean, that one sentence she gave was
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
But, okay. So after we get all those things introduced, that weird scene with the head coming out of the screen, that might be my only complaint of the episode.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
But. I thought it was just a little strange. Like, not strange, but like...
It looked off to me.
Yeah. From there, we move on to actually the Davros stuff. Where they're taken to the space station, or so we think.
It's not a moon. It's a space station.
But not a space station.
Not a space station either.
I always like callbacks to Classic Who. I've seen literally nothing of Classic Who.
I'm the same way. I get excited for the callbacks,
yeah.
Yet I've never... I don't have it in me to ever watch the Classic Who.
It's weird because it's like... When I see that, it's like, I love whenever any show
I think I like does. That they're paying respect.
Yeah, and I like that.
Yeah, I mean...
I did see a comment about David Tennant's little,
yeah.
clip. They said that should have been longer. They should have shown more of him. Yeah.
But it's not his Who. I
no,
mean, don't
no,
get me wrong,
no,
I love Tennant.
No.
We all,
yeah.
You two know that I'm
yeah.
a huge fan of the 10th
yes.
Doctor,
yeah.
despite
yeah.
everyone else's not being. But it's not,
no,
it's
I,
not
no,
his
I feel
Doctor.
Like Aaron yeah. and I are in the minority regarding that.
Well, I'm just saying within
well,
this.
I don't
I'm a guest in your guys'
no.
house.
I don't hate him. I don't
just,
hate him either.
You don't. I know.
I just there's a lot of stories in this that I don't like. No, but it makes less sense to have more of him. It makes more sense to have more of the Fourth Doctor because
that was
Genesis of the Daleks.
Yeah, okay.
That clip they showed with him holding the two wires. It's probably the most important scene in Doctor Who history related to Davros because that's the whole do I have the right speech that he's giving.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't know, it's the Doctor had a chance to actually destroy the Daleks early in their creation. So Genesis of the Daleks deals with Davros first creating the Daleks. He was still mutated and fucked up and shit, but he had the chance. And the whole gripe of that, the crux of that episode, that serial, is that he wonders... Is it right for him to do that? Like, and so that this what this episode is gonna seems to be heading towards, it's revisiting that whole concept of like, if you have the ability to stop something evil, should you still do it though? Like risking like
yeah.
time itself, which again it ends on that cliffhanger.
There's yeah, I wanted to kind of go back to the cold open and then the cliffhanger
yeah.
revelation, which in the cold open, what we learn when we see the. Go back to the scene at the beginning where he's supposed to help the little boy,
yeah.
Who turns out to be Davros. What he initially had done in that situation, once learning the name, is he just left him. He didn't help him, but he didn't kill him either.
Yeah.
He just kind of left him to die.
He gave him hope, and then he just left.
And then
he
went away. Now, what we get at the very end, after, once again, spoiler alert,
he feels a lot of shame for leaving him.
And
yeah.
even that you could tell how that plays heavily on his soul.
Yeah. Because he's just fucking with time at that point.
And then, of course, after seeing both Missy and Clara get exterminated...
Yes, that happens.
Which is a huge, yeah, once again... People know
now,
we're in a spoiler
or
territory.
Or did they? Because there are some people, and I can kind of see this, are saying that... Because remember, Clara and Missy both still had their their vortex manipulators on.
Mm-hmm.
And Missy even told Clara that hers is linked to hers.
Mm-hmm.
And so before Missy goes, she vanished in the same way she did in the series finale.
Yeah.
Last series.
That was a Cyberman.
Yeah. Right? Like, yeah.
The break.
So
yeah,
it's possible that Missy teleported out of there, and then she teleported Clara. It's a possibility.
But the important thing is that the doctor
thinks that they're dead.
They definitely believe
that. I mean, he got down on his knees and begged, and the doctor doesn't normally do that.
And so what does he do? What we see back when we revisit the cold opening at the end is he shows up after he left, but this is the doctor who's now seen them, and he's got one of the Daleks' actual
guns
that are attached to the tank, and he says, exterminate.
Yeah, he's going to... Or at least we're set up to think he's going to murder a child.
Yeah.
And that's where it says to be continued.
Yeah. So, I mean, and it's... Is he going to make Davros... Is he going to kill Davros? Is he going to make Davros good? That would be weird. Now, the real question, though, is... Okay, is him... Okay, remember, this is the 12th Doctor, right?
Yeah.
So, did he cause, and he even brings this up, about him, what made Davros evil. So, did him abandoning Davros make him evil? Was that always something that had happened? Was that a predetermined thing? Or was that something that recently happened? So, we don't know, like, was 12 always there, or is this a new development?
Well, I mean, like that also think, comes down...
I don't like to think about this too much.
Because, there's two ways of looking at it. One, time is set, everything, all events are set, and this had always happened, and it had always been the later Doctor who created one of the earlier Doctors.
But then, as we know,
time
could be rewritten.
There's also that as well, and it's wibbly-wobbly and all that fun stuff that everyone loves to go back and quote.
Oh.
So...
So, that's the big question. I mean, that's the question of the episode, really, is like...
You go cross-eyed trying too hard to think about it.
What created evil? Was it the Doctor... And that would be kind of interesting if the Doctor, like, giving this little kid a bunch of hope, like, you're not going to die, and then just leaving him, which is fucked up.
I mean, and it does go back to the question that the Doctor asks when him, Missy, and Clara are being transported is, Davros made the Daleks, but what made Davros?
Yeah. So, I mean, next week's episode can't come soon enough because it's like, I need to fucking know.
Yeah.
I need to know what created this evil.
You're like Tom Petty right now.
What?
You need to know.
That was a deep reference.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't really listen to Tom Petty. So.
That's all I know about, most of what I know about Tom Petty is the video where they're cutting Alice from Alice in Wonderland up like a cake
or something. Is that Free Fallin'?
No, that's, now I can't even think of the name. Oh, Don't Come Around Here No More. They used to show that video on VH1 all the time.
Sounds scary.
It was a trippy video.
All
right. It was the Mad Hatter.
See, that's...
Tangent.
Next week's episode, that's what I need to know what the hell's going on. But other than that, all that great stuff, there was... I mean, seeing Skaro rise again was pretty fucking great.
Which, by the way, the space station...
Turned out to be...
An invisible planet.
Yeah, which was, like, pretty... Like, and the seeing Missy and Clara dance in space was pretty... Like, twirl around and shit in space was kind of awesome. But then you realize, oh, shit, we're on Skaro. Last time we saw it, it was burnt to cinders. And that's when 11 was on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was burnt to cinders. There was, like, no life in there. And that's because in remembrance of the Daleks, the planet was destroyed by the Hand of Omega. You'll note you're confused.
Yeah.
Well, no, the planet was just destroyed. That's okay. What happened. The seventh Doctor found a way to essentially wipe out all the Daleks. Again, they've been wiped out like 800 times. and he used the Hand of Omega to wipe them all out and like made the sun explode and burn the planet.
Plus the whole concept of the new Who in the beginning is that once again the Daleks were wiped out during the Time War. So yeah, they love getting
they're
wiped
like cockroaches.
Out.
Yeah. But yeah, this episode not only do we see Skaro's return, we see like Daleks from the past.
I saw that the blue looking,
the classic Daleks,
yeah,
like the first Daleks and the special weapons Daleks, and
was that the leader one or
no? The special weapons one was the one that it had like two big cannons on its side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean, and then seeing the Daleks like execute Missy. With oh my god,
extreme prejudice.
What was it? Maximum extermination.
Yeah, this week's episode.
It was cool.
What would you rate it? out of William Sadler's.
No, we gotta give it a different rating. We gotta get him.
No, I'm on board with this William Sadler rating.
William Sadler should be for Netflix. But if I have to give it William Sadler's, I give it a 5. It was really
5 William Sadler's.
Oh yeah, because you rate out of 5, right?
I do. I don't know what you like to do.
No. Like I said, I'm in your guys' home.
No, but I mean, like, do you prefer the 5 or the 10?
It's 5. We do 5.
I know some of you like to do out of 100, and that's ridiculous.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to do 5 and you do half stars, you might as well do 10.
You can't
and
have,
do no halves.
You can't have more.
Because it's the same
you
amount.
You can't have more William Sadlers than 1. Or than 5. I don't know.
I guess.
But yeah, I'd give it 5 William Sadlers.
And I normally don't give Doctor Who that kind of love and respect, but I did.
It was a strong opening.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to give it 4, 4.5. But here's why. With the possibility of going up to 5, depending on how they handle
okay,
the second
okay,
half.
Fair enough. I'll
I mean, yeah.
But this was an amazing episode that got me right back into the series with the premiere. And
for an opener,
I mean, and even 4, which some could translate to 8, is nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah. I mean, for an opener that's not, like, a new doctor, like, trying to establish a new doctor, that it's very strong.
Strong. It's one of the strongest openings.
I like this better than Breathe Deep.
Deep Breath.
Whatever.
But Deep Breath also had to spend time establishing who the doctor is as well, which is why it was longer.
And those episodes are huge. But again, this managed to pull off a finale vibe.
Yeah.
Which is, like, holy shit. For an opener, pulling off a finale vibe is, like, I mean, it's fucking Davros. You would think that would be the season of the series finale.
This is better than most series openers, and it's better than the first part of a series ender as well.
Yeah. Right. So I mean,
it's strong as shit.
I know some people are worried that they blew their load too early, and now the show won't be as strong. But I don't know.
There's a part of me that's wondering if this is where we're starting. Where are we going towards for the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it seems like we're all on this good ship of
Lollipop.
Doctor Who, on this good ship Lollipop. We're all we all seem to be in agreement. So what will next week bring?
Probably disappointment.
Who knows?
Yes, who knows?
Who knows? So yeah.
Who knows? See what you guys did there? Who knows?
Yep.
Doctor knows.
God damn.
Think about it, everybody.
God damn. All right. So yeah.
That's Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Who's on last?
How does a car following you scare you? All you need to do is pull over, and they'll pull over behind you. Take out a shotgun and blow their car up. Problem solved.
This is about Carrie, right? Not Carrie. Christine? Darlene?
That's not a song. What song is this?
The theme for Christine?
The theme for Christine.
There's probably a theme.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah. What the fuck could it be?
Say it one more time. What do you think?
The theme from Christine.
You were listening to the Beastie Boys with Intergalactic.
The song. The fucking song where they're in space. What the fuck does that even mean?
Giant robots. What do you...
Intergalactic planetary, intergalactic.